Thank you for the great opportunity to preach the word of God in the great church. Thank you for all other leaders in Siloam ministry, also angel of the house. Today I would like to preach the word of God. This month program is a walking in the righteousness. When we see in the word of God, what is righteousness? We are justified by the blood of Jesus. So we didn't pay anything for the justification. When God created the man fallen, God created us in God's own image. He given us everything in the Garden of Eden. But if we disobey, when Adam and Eve disobey, they leave the God's righteous. You know, maybe you know the little story. One small boy, he lost his boat. You know that story? Either you know. Okay, I can start with a small story. Yeah? I think you can understand the story. But somebody, the past is and the old believers, they must know that story. There was a small boy. He had a very passion of making things. One day, he asked to his mama, he wants to make a small boat. Then mama told him, see, if you obey, I will help you to make the boat. Then he was every day, mama asked to sweep the place, he will sweep it. Then she wants to put something there, then he was very obediently doing it. Then finally mama bought everything to make a boat. He carved the wood and he fixed it, everything, make a beautiful boat. One day, he was waiting. He wants to sail the boat on the water, you know. So he was waiting for the rain. One day, the rain came. So he was so happy. He went to his room and saw the beautiful boat. And he took the boat and put in the water. When he was watching the water is running because of the heavy rain. This boat also floating and sailing. And he was running behind the boat. Then the boat finally reached to the riverside. So riverside, unexpectedly, the boat just sinks into the water. So this boy was standing there and crying. How can I get that boat? But nobody is there. Then he came back to the home and told mama, mama, I lost the boat. How can I get it? She told, why are you worrying about that, man? I will get you another things. Then you can make it another boat. He told, no. I don't want to make it another boat. I want the same boat. Because you don't know how hardly I made this. Then she told, how can I get the boat again? Because it is sinking into the water. He told the mother, no, I am trusting one day I will this boat again. She asked, how you get the boat? It is sinking into the water. How can you get the boat? She said, no. I am till I have a confidence, I will get it back. That's the days are gone, the months are gone. One day they have a festival in that village. That day he was went to the city. There he saw a pawn shop. You know the old antique things they are selling in the shop. He saw and he was shocked. The boat same which he lost was there. He went to the shopkeeper and asked, hey, where you robbed this one? He told, boy, I didn't rob anything. All the antique things, sir, I kept to sell. If you have money, you can buy it. Oh, this is mine. I made it. You ask me money. Whatever things are in the showcase, you have to pay the money. Then you can buy it. Then he was so sorry. He was crying. He come back and he said, mother, mama, somebody robbed my the boat. And he kept it. He don't give me. He is asking money. Then the mother also went with him. And she asked, this is my son's. He said, no. If you want the boat, I will give you. But you must pay 500 rand. I think must be the story from South Africa. Sorry. 500 rand. This boy said, I made this rand with you only 50 rand. How can you ask the 500 rand? No, if you want no negotiation, give me 500 rand. Finally, with a very hard heart, he bought it. Then he chased with his heart and said, he said to me, my boat, once I made you, now I bought you. Once I made you, now again I paid and I bought you. God is the creator. First he created the man. But he lost the man, then he sent the Jesus to this world as our price. And he paid the price. And he brought it back. He brought it back with a great purpose. He don't want anybody to lose in this planet. God calls Romans chapter 8, 30 says, he called us to be walk in the righteous. What do you mean righteous? Righteous simply means practice the way of God and learn the nature of God. Nothing else. We read, somebody read, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness. We are all living in the kingdom. The kingdom means, in the world, the kingdom is the church of God. So when we live in the kingdom, there is only one option. You must obey the law of God. But nowadays, you know, people come to the church. They're living as a worldly people. They think we can go to church and pray and we can preach the sermon. We can be a pastor or elder, whoever may be. When they go out of the church building, they also living as an ordinary people. But till they are praying to God, Father, I want this one. I want that one. I want to this and that. But they are not getting. So they are upset. They say, oh, continually I'm going to church for 4 years and 5 years and 20 years. I'm not blessed. I didn't get anything. You know, blessing is not only the earthly blessing. In the New Testament time, you can see all the blessing come through the earthly blessing. But in the New Testament time, it's not like that. Many times people think, I don't say the earthly blessing is not the blessing. Don't misunderstand me. But earthly blessing is the God's gift. God is giving us. But in the New Testament, the real blessing is all the spiritual gifts. The gifts of spirit. Jesus said, if any man believe me, he can do better than me, greater than me. How many of you done great thing greater than Jesus? Is anybody here? If nobody is here, we are not Christians. Otherwise, Jesus is lying. No one is raising your hand. Then how can we? Is Jesus is lying? No. Come on, sir. Is Jesus is lying? No. See, some years ago, I went to visit the hospital. Just I am distributing tract, you know. There was a man sitting under the tree and crying. Jesse wants to give him a tract. I do not know. He was just sitting like this. I went to tap his in his shoulder and he's looking to me. I shocked because he was studied with me in the Bible school. I asked, his name is Arukyam. I asked him, Arukyam, why are you crying? He told Sam, you know, I fall in love with a Malaysian girl. Now she is a 9 month pregnant. But the baby died in the womb. So I'm waiting for the final stage because doctor going to operate. Only if he didn't operate, he can save this girl also. Then I asked him, can I go and pray for her? He told me, no, doctors won't allow. I told him, okay, man, let me go and touch her feet. God will do the miracle. Then he told me, okay, let's go. We climbed the 4 stories building and went there. She was lying on the stretcher. They wants to push her into the lift to take the operation theater. There is a Brahmin doctor. He asked me, "Who are you?" I told him, "I'm a pastor." Just even he was shouting, "Are you idiot? You do not know what we are going to do." I told the doctor, "Give me a single minute to, I don't shout." Because you know, there the Pentecostal people normally go and visit the hospital. They shout and they talk other tongue. The doctors are fed up, man. They do not know where to do what. The woman is going to die that day. He's shouting and shouting. Immediately they die, you know. So I begged the doctor, just say touch her, you know, the toe off of the feet. I asked God, "Father, please give the life to baby." That's all. Then I leave her. I come back to my home. When I back to my home, Arokyam was waiting in front of my house. I asked him, "Hey, what happened to me? Why you came here?" He still said, "Sam, when you left the hospital, you know, she had delivery on the stretcher. She had a nice boy child. Then we dedicated the boy in our church." Jesus never raised any baby from the womb. Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave. Jesus raised the widow's son. But Jesus never raised anybody from the womb. If we believe, if we walk in the righteous, we can do greater than Jesus. That's our calling. That Jesus said. I'm not telling you. That Jesus said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? If you don't, I have hundreds and thousands of testimonies. In our ministry, we rose 4 dead people. 4 dead people. I want to preach, but you know, something I excited to just encourage you. I don't know why the Spirit of God is inspiring me to tell this thing. My wife knows, we have a great spiritual son in the church. He's a very fanatic Hindu background. He's a well-educated, he's a manager in the hospital, Miat International Hospital. Then he married a Hindu girl. She also became a Christian, and they are looking after our Sunday school program. One day night, the son was phoning me in the night, midnight, 2 o'clock. "Daddy, could you please come to my home?" I asked, "This 2 o'clock, who are you calling?" "Please, you come." I told him, "No, my son, I'm very tired." He told me, "There is no breath in my wife." I shocked. I told her, "Hey, she have no breath. Just call to your father and mother, her father and mother, and tell." He's telling, "No, no, 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 no. You must come." Hey, she had no breath. How can I go? I was shivering and shocking. Even I am pastor. I'm telling you very frankly, I have no faith like that. But my spiritual son have a faith. He is forcing me. "Daddy, I can tell all my relatives, but you come." Then I scared. I phoned one of my friend pastor. Hey, I don't want to lie, you man, because God is hearing, you know. Maybe you don't believe. You asked to mama also. Huh? That time I phoned to Papa Lazarus and told this story. "See, I went there. He put the white cloth. I went and checked her pulse. The body gone freeze. This boy is telling, Papa, you pray." I told that pastor, "Pastor, shall we pray?" He's looking my face and I'm looking his face. Then anyway, I got a little bit strength because we are 2, you know. The son was crying and crying. He is holding my hand. "Papa, please pray." We began to pray in the spirit. In the 14th minute, she shake her feet. Around the 16th minute,
her
soul come to her. Then she told me where she went, and she saw the heaven, whatever she met. And she wrote all that letters. That's a different letter she put in their diary. You know, Jesus called us to live a righteous life. Why he asking to live the righteous life? You know, we can do all things how Jesus did. Not only preaching the gospel. Every gospel will demonstrate through the actions. Anybody can preach, but the action is louder than our preachings. Hallelujah. Action is louder than our preachings. Because if you want to turn this nation as a Christian nation, we need that kind of people. Everywhere preaches. In America, everywhere there is a great preachers are coming and making a crusade. Who is going to the crusade? All Christians are going. Isn't I correct? All Christians are going. What's the use of that? We need nowadays to convert other religious people. How they will come to your church? How they will come to know Jesus? We must have a passion. We must show the compassion. Hallelujah. Otherwise people don't come. 2 months ago only I converted a Muslim fellow. Muslim man. He's a very rich fellow. Because he saw who Jesus is. They learned from the Quran. Isa is a different. When he learned and when he realized about Jesus, when Jesus touched his life, immediately the Muslim fellow turned as a Christian man. In this day, we need that kind of righteous people in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, Elijah was a righteous man like us. Elijah. But Elijah was a different than all of us. He having a spirit of prayer. He have a spirit of, Bible says, you know the James chapter 5, 16 and 17, when you read, you go home and you can read it. They say, he prayed earnestly, effectively. What? Fervently. Effectively and fervently. He didn't pray many hours. You know the story, he was on the Mount Carmel. He just telling to God that I am your servant. Nothing else. I am your servant. Then whatever I am doing, that's all according to your will. Not my will. If you do the will of God, nothing will fail your life. No need to pray hours and hours and hours. Do the will of God, things will follow in your life. Hallelujah. We just asking the Father, give me a nice house. Give me a brand new car. This all God will give you. You know, me and my wife, Johnsy, we start our life with a 100 rand house. Our rent was just 100 rand, 450 rupees. We were happy there. I never asked to God, God, give me a nice house. I will tell you, today I have no house. I have no church building, but I am running everything. I have nothing, but I am the pastor of 5 churches. People think if we have good house, good car, then we blessed. Hey, you have everything, but you are not useful to others. Having all the worldly wealth and you are not useful for the kingdom, what's the point of that? What's the point of that? People think blessing is earthly blessing. We need it. We need a nice house of the Lord. We need all the setup. We need a combi and everything. But the main point is we must use for God's kingdom purpose. I'm asking you a question, don't offend me. How many of you won a single soul this year? Can you raise your hand? How many of you? See, only 7-8 people. In our church, I have a strategy. Every minimum, we are the small church, you know, minimum we give baptism 50 people. Every year I have a target. This year I gave nearly 37 people. When I go back, 7 people are ready. This is righteous life. Don't ask anything to God. See, we began our life with a 100 rand. Now we are paying our house rent, everything, more than a 15,000 rand. We need to pay everything. From the poor church, God is meeting all our needs. Moreover, Papa Lazarus was covering this. Your church is also covering our needs. But it's not enough for our 5 churches. But we never complained. Ask Papa and ask Nino. We never ask, we need this and that. We need support. At the same time, we need a fervent praying people with us. You know, India population is 1.2 billion. We have no 3% Christianity. The only reason, the missionaries. When missionaries come, they take photo, they take all the stories, they feed, they give to money to the pastors. There is no evangelism. Now we are going very hard time. In the North India, they are killing pastors. They are kidnapping pastors. You know, immediately they come into the church. They kill the pastors. They take the wife out of the house of the Lord. They make naked. Then put a young boy in the shoulder. Then they cut the breast. They kill the children in front of them. Very worst thing are, things are happening in our nation. So the Siloam Word of Truth in India, we are forcing people to come into the kingdom. So we need your prayers. We need your support. But we must think about, first thing, if we die today, where we go? If we die today, where we go, it is the greatest question. Because we are busy with building homes. We are busy with looking all the earthly flesh, pleasures. We are not worrying about souls. God given you only one assignment, this planet. That's why Father in heaven gave his own son. He came from heaven. He made himself empty, isn't it? He made himself empty and took the form of human being. He demanding is, you must make yourself empty. If you not make yourself empty, you can win the souls. Preaching is not a big thing. Anybody can preach. If people go to the Bible college 3 years and 5 years, they can preach better than anyone. They can shake the pulpit. But where is the souls? Siloam, I came all the way to encourage you. Please, every week when you come, bring somebody with you. You can, if you live an upright life. And when you walk in the word of God, that is the righteous life. You know, God called Abraham as a righteous. When he called Abraham as a righteous, you know, when we read Genesis chapter 22, God is calling Abraham. You know, whenever God called Abraham, Abraham was very happy. Never Abraham accepted this calling. God called Abraham. He was so happy. Yes, Lord, I am here. He said, you have a son. You love him so much. That's the only son. Yes, Lord, tell me what I have to do for my son. Hey, he never expect man. God said, take your son, the Mount of Moriah, where I say the landmark, and sacrifice. Oh, you know, Isaac is the son, he is the heir of all Abraham had. If Abraham killed Isaac, Abraham became empty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to bless Abraham. Abraham wants to an empty person. We don't want to make empty anything, but we want to an a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham obeyed. But even Abraham didn't tell to Sarai. Hey, Abraham knows the dangerous things. Even back to my home also, if I give offering to any pastor visit my home, I never tell mommy. She wants to know all the time. She asks me, hey, how much you give? I don't know. You know, the ladies will tell this, hey, you can give money to that pastor, you are not giving money to shopping man. So I, till the date, I never tell. Abraham didn't tell anything to Sarah, took the son and going. On the way, son is asking, Papa, where is the sacrifice animal? You know, halfway, this will also run off. There is a chance. You may say he is a very obedient son. When he tie up his hands and everything, then only he was obedient there. Yes, the young boy, the teenage boy, there is a chance to run out. He said only one word. Jehovah Jireh. He will look after everything in that mountain. When you empty yourself, then you can say Jehovah Jireh. But we never empty anything, but we shout every day, Jehovah Jireh. What is happening, man? Is it this is the Christian life we think? No. Abraham made himself empty. You know that God said, Abraham, when you obey my word, we are coming to the conclusion. We have more 8 minutes, okay? God said to Abraham, Abraham, because if you obey my words, I am going to bless you. All the nation will bless in you. God made empty Abraham within a single obedience. Is anybody here to give your life to Jesus this morning? God wants to bless you beyond of your imagination and your thoughts. Maybe you heard many sermons, but God wants to bless in the supernatural way, bless your life and your family. Until and unless you are not emptying yourself, nothing will happen in your life. You can come to church, you can sing, you can be the part of the worship, and you can go back. Every week you can come and go. But one day, you know, we will die. Where you will spend your eternity? That is the question mark. Because we are busy here. You know the story of Lazarus and the rich man? He was like us only. He was regularly going to church. Either you know or not. Because he know about Moses. He know Abraham, father, everything. He go to church and he paid tithe. He gave everything. But he didn't worry about the poor fellow. Because he have lots of food at home. You know, when Americans start in a ministry, how they begin to sponsor all over the world, those who are drinking 3 teas, they cut only one tree. They put that money for the mission purpose. They evangelize the whole world. How much food we waste? How much cloth we waste? We have hundreds of clothes in the, you know, in your bureau, but still you want to buy and buy. I'm not criticizing you. Think about the righteous life. The righteous man never do like that, because righteous men always support the community. Not only the church supporting. I don't want to talk about the, what church is doing. I'm talking personally what you are doing. That's my business today. Everybody say, oh, our church is a feeding program. That's a church business. What's your program? Have you feeding? Are your family is feeding? My beloved brothers and sisters, our church is feeding every week and every month. But you ask Mama, every day I'm feeding at my home more than 10 people. Amen. I didn't have a much, but what I eat, I can share with. Amen. If I have a 2 clothes, I can give, not preaching, just put it in action. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Then really the blessing will follow. You no need to run after the blessing. Blessing will run after you. That's the promise of God. Now the Christian community is running after the blessing. But it's not like that. If you are a righteous, the blessing will chase you. Hallelujah. Blessing will chase you. I'm telling you, within a month time, many of you are going to receive the blessing beyond of your thoughts. If you take a right decision this morning, yes, I am going to live in a righteous way. I will share with my community. I will help other people. Then God will do great things. If you are faithful with the small, small things, then God will put you in a great position. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I was faithful within a handful of people. Whatever God given me, I shared with them. I had a small business. That time, now I'm full-time pastor. I had a small business. I give 80% to the kingdom. Not tithe. 80%. That's why, step by step, it's never happened within a day, man. People think blessing will come within a day. No, never come like that. If your child wants to go into second grade, he must write a first grade exam, okay? Then your son wants to go to the 10th grade, he wants to write the exam in 9th. The righteous man's life like that only. If you're not going through the examination, King David say, righteous have many afflictions, isn't it? Other people have no much. See the political people, how they are living, they have no trouble. See the gangster, they are living luxuriously, they have no trouble. But all we sitting in the church and crying and praying, we have lots of problems. Is I'm wrong? Yeah. Why we sitting and crying? We are coming church, but we are not put together according to the word of God. We have a heart, but we are not taking an effort to do that. You can do, we say, oh, I can do all things because of Christ. That's in your mouth. Isn't it? Anybody can declare. But who will put it in practice? Because now the churches are very loudly say, hey, declare it. Oh, so you declaring what is happening? Stop the declaration now. Try to put it in practice. If you put it in practice, immediately you get result. If you declare, finally one day you declare in the cemetery. Yeah. See, Abraham didn't declare. Abraham, he did. You know, he put his son and he took the knife and he was going through. Then immediately God stopped it. God doesn't want the blood of child. God wants to see your obedience. Are you get ready to obey the word of God today? You are going to see the great blessing. It's your time. Hallelujah, it's your time. Just one thing else. See, Daniel was a righteous man. Daniel was a righteous man. There is a competition. The king, Darius, separate the king. He have 120 nations. So he split this as in a 40, 40, 40. Like in a three big provinces. He wants to appoint a Daniel next to the king. So the people wants to give him a great trouble. Finally, where he went? The lion's den, isn't it? Who is lion? What is lion? Lion is the king of jungle, isn't it? Jungle. So now, Daniel is waiting for the king position. If you want to become a king position, you have to face the lion. He's the king of jungle. You don't want to face any lions, but you want the great position. Have you got it? This is the Christian life. We have to change our mindset. We can't be like that. Today, you must take a decision. God, I am ready to face any lion. See, David wants to face the Goliath. But nobody has seen how David faced the lion and bear. You know? That's your war room. Nobody will see what you are facing. Even the king, their brothers and father never know. Secretly he faced the lion and bear. When he secretly in the prayer room he faced the lion and bear, when he is standing in front of the Goliath, he suddenly, what this fellow? He is nothing. But we Christian, we praying every day, even the small Goliath come, we say, huh? We're running away. Immediately we're taking fasting, 20 days and 40 days fasting. For what? Oh, all my difficulties will go. No need that fasting, man. Why simply wasting your time? Live according to the righteous way. Jesus became righteous on behalf of us. Isn't it? He became righteous on behalf of us. For what? When we believe Jesus, His Spirit will come in us. His Spirit will come in us. We are not doing ourselves. His Spirit is making us to do things. So you don't think Pastor Sam went and pray the dead body said, no, no. The Spirit which is in me raised the girl. Pastor Sam is an empty vessel. He couldn't do anything. Only the Spirit of the Lord raised the girl. Raised the baby from the womb. This wonderful time, I want to ask you, those who wish to receive that Spirit, you can stand up. I want to just have a word of prayer and close this meeting. Is anybody here to, Father, I need the sweet Spirit. I want to live in a righteous life according to the word of God. If you can stand up. Some people, even in India, they get shame, you know. Oh, he is standing, I can't. Like that. Okay, please. You can raise your hand. Yeah. See? How many times we preach also something, people, they can enjoy the service, but finally they don't want to realize what the preacher is preached. That's a big thing. We are not come to the casino. We are not in the cinema theater. We are in the church. We are in the church. Sometime Pastor Adrian and your pastors can tell, don't tell like this, because next week you don't come. But I can say very boldly, because I'm living Thursday.